As Halloween approaches, what better time to consider classical music composed for and about the night? WRTI's Susan Lewis talked with pianist Jeffrey Siegel for insights into the nocturne and other music of the night.
The short, dreamy piano pieces were called nocturnes because they were played at night. And although Chopin became a master at them, the father of the nocturne was the older Irish composer John Field. Pianist Jeffrey Siegel.
We know Chopin knew Field's nocturnes. He actually heard Field play, and Chopin was inspired by it and came up with his own.
Chopin's nocturnes explored the different moods that night can bring.
And you only have to hear a few seconds of this nocturne of Chopin to know you're in a very different night mood.
Beyond the nocturne, some classical composers have tackled the darkness head-on, as in Saint-Saëns' Danse Macabre. And there are so many more musical images of the night, from Mendelssohn's Scherzo in Midsummer Night's Dream to Debussy's reflection on the light of the moon.
And in just a few seconds, with some floating tones, he creates this incredible atmosphere that all is well in the world, that we are at rest, we're contemplating the beauties of nature as dusk turns into night.
Tapping into our fears, comforting us, or lulling us to sleep, classical night music has as many moods as the night itself.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.